Entrepreneurship is often believed to be the most obvious solution to fix problems, such as youth unemployment and unemployment, especially in the global south. Of course, there are many opportunities for entrepreneurship in this regard, but the entrepreneur's life is complicated and sure isn't an easy road to walk.
We're literally like on our scaling level in the business. Like, we had big contracts that were coming in and we had them running for 3 months. We have set up at a student in a shipping container in Philippi the first, you know. So, but now COVID came in just after 3 months having that success and boom, and everything just stops.
And so I would say for me, I think just looking at the wide variety of challenges that I've had to face, I think by far the most difficult one was the path that I chose. Obviously, you know, when you go to high school and you're doing well and then you go to varsity, the expectation for how your life should turn out from family, from everyone around you, is always very structured, and you're considered, you know, to either be responsible or not responsible based on your decisions.
In this episode of the Just for a Change podcast, we talk about the pathways to entrepreneurship in the global south, and we get some valuable insights into this world from guests who have a deep on-the-ground knowledge and understanding of the issues.
And one of the big findings in my research was the fact that because young people who are first-time entrepreneurs are assetless, it becomes a huge constraint.
Join us as we discover how innovative change makers are changing the world in Africa and beyond. Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss out on this episode.